television and video game music radio show, Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound Radio. This is the show dedicated to the music of film, television, and video games. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. And on today's program, featuring a special show called Hero Kids. You just heard music from one of my all-time favorite scores, How to Train Your Dragon. That was the brilliant Test Drive from John Powell's Academy Award-nominated score. During this hour, we're going to hear music from E.T. the Extraterrestrial, Back to the Future, and 1984's The Karate Kid. We will also hear a couple of sections composed by James Horner from the 2008 film The Spiderwick Chronicles and 2010's remake of The Karate Kid. Up first this hour is music from Steven Spielberg's E.T. the Extraterrestrial, released in 1982. Film written by Melissa Matheson, starring Henry Thomas, Dee Wallace, Drew Barrymore, and Peter Coyote. The story, we all know it, which is about Elliot, played by Thomas, who's a lonely boy who befriends an extraterrestrial dubbed E.T. who's stranded on Earth. Elliot and his brother and sister help the extraterrestrial return home while attempting to keep it hidden from their mother and the government. The film was a blockbuster in 1982. It is, it's one of the top 10 films of all time, money-wise, even if you don't include inflation. It surpassed Star Wars in 1982 to become the highest-grossing film of all time, a record it held for 10 years. The score for the film was composed by John Williams. He won the Academy Award for this score. Now, E.T. on CD, record, LP, cassette. It's gone through many different presentations. The original MCA album was a complete re-recording. However, I might be mistaken, though, because I think Adventures on Earth, the last track on the album, was actually the film version of the cue, I think, but I'm sure somebody will correct me if I'm wrong. But anyway, the rest of the album is a complete re-recording using alternate orchestrations and arrangements made specifically for an album presentation, and I think is absolutely magnificent, and in my opinion, it's one of the very best soundtrack presentations of all time. Years later, there would be two expanded editions featuring the original soundtrack recording, and the two albums that were released are not identical. The 20th anniversary edition, I think, corrects a few flubs that were made on the first expanded edition and even expands or includes a few more cues that weren't available on the first expanded edition. It's quite confusing. Anyway, I just hope that one day someone out there will release just one version of this score and make it a two CD set. Release the complete Academy Award winning score on disc one, feature alternates and whatnot on disc two, and then feature the now out of print original MCA program on disc two. So the people who didn't get a chance to hear that fantastic MCA program will finally get a chance to hear the concert arrangements of E.T. and Me, E.T.'s Halloween, Flying, Over the Moon, and they're just some of the most impressive pieces of music John Williams has ever composed. And as it stands right now, a whole generation of film music fans have never heard those pieces before. However, we're going to play them right here on the show. So if you have never heard the MCA program of E.T. the Extraterrestrial, we are now going to feature for you a few selections from that album. Actually, we're going to feature four for you. We're going to feature two cues, which actually pretty much blend into one. It's the concert arrangement of A Million Light Years from Home and Abandoned and Pursued, which is music that plays over top of the opening of the picture and basically ends when E.T. is abandoned on Earth. We'll then play a magnificent cue called E.T. and Me, a concerto, a five-minute concerto for harp and orchestra, and then we're going to feature a magnificent arrangement of a fantastic cue, which includes Yoda's theme, as well, from The Empire Strikes Back, called E.T.'s Halloween. So here is the re-recording of E.T. the Extraterrestrial. This comes from the original MCA Records release, composed by John Williams.
Thank you.
The album re-recording of E.T. the Extraterrestrial with music composed and conducted by John Williams, film released in 1982 and won John Williams an Academy Award for his score. And as I said, this album has been released three times. One, the MCA original program, which was a re-recording, and two subsequent expanded editions. We have to take a break, but when we return, we'll feature more music from Hero Kids Films. We'll come back and listen to the alternate score, the early score, from Alan Silvestri's classic score to the 1985 film Back to the Future. But when we come out of the break, we will hear a selection from James Horner's underrated score to the fantasy adventure The Spiderwick Chronicles. We'll feature a magnificent cue called The Flight of the Griffin. We'll be right back right after this.
You're listening to the film, television, and video game music radio show, Cinematic Sound.
Thank you.
I don't think anybody scores flying better than James Horner. That was the Flight of the Griffin from the 2008 film The Spiderwick Chronicles, composed by James Horner. Welcome back to the show. This is Cinematic Sound Radio, listening to it right here on cinematicsound.net. My name is Eric Woods. I'm your host. I really hope you're enjoying today's program. We have something special set up for you right now, as we're going to play music from one of my all-time favorite scores, and it's one of my all-time favorite films as well. 1985's Back to the Future, directed by Robert Zemeckis, written by Zemeckis and Bob Gale, produced by Steven Spielberg, and starring Michael J. Fox, Christopher Lloyd, Leah Thompson, Crispin Glover, and Thomas Wilson. The film, of course, tells the story of Marty McFly, a teenager who is accidentally sent back in time from 1985 to 1955. He meets his future parents in high school and accidentally attracts his future mother's romantic interest when Marty must repair all the damage that's done to history and get their parents to fall in love again, of course, with the help of the scientist Dr. Emmett Doc Brown. And Marty somehow must also find a way to get back to 1985. Now, 4 weeks into filming, Robert Zemeckis actually determined that the original actor for Marty McFly, Eric Stoltz, had been miscast. Although he and Steven Spielberg realized shooting the film would add an extra $3 million to the $14 million budget, they both decided to recast the role. Spielberg later explained that Zemeckis felt that Stoltz was too humorless and gave a terrifically dramatic performance, which is what they didn't need. They needed somebody like Michael J. Fox who could give some personality to the character of Marty McFly. The score for the film was written by Alan Silvestri, and what he eventually wrote is one of the classic scores. It's one of my top 10 scores of all time. It's actually one of the top 5 scores of all time, in my opinion. However, there was an earlier, much more darker, more serious score written for the movie that actually got rejected and reworked until we finally got the final version that we now hear on CD and in the film. There's some really interesting alternate variations on some of these classic cues that we all know and love. And by the way, when Entrada Records released Back to the Future as a 2-CD set, no one knew that this alternate score, this alternate early score, existed. So there are some really, really cool alternate tracks, and we're going to play some of those for you right now.
Thank you.
That was the early alternate score to Back to the Future. None of that was heard in the movie, although you can hear how this score eventually got massaged and molded into the score that we finally hear in the motion picture. Anyway, that alternate score is available on disc 2 of the 2-CD set released by Intrada Records a few years ago. It's a classic score, classic film, one of my all-time favorites. When we come back, we will end the day's program with music from two Karate Kid films. We'll play a lengthy suite of music from Bill Conti's fantastic 1984 score for the original Karate Kid. However, before we do that, we will come out of the break and hear the latter half of a cue called From Master to Student to Master from James Horner's incredible score to the remake of The Karate Kid, released in 2010. We'll be right back right after this.
On the air and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound. Thank you.
an incredible piece of music from the 2010 remake of The Karate Kid. Again, composed by James Horner. That track is called From Master to Student to Master. That's a truncated version of that track. It's really a 10.5 minute cue, but we just played the last 3 or 4 minutes there for you. So I hope you really didn't mind that. But the latter half of the cue is where this piece really comes to life. The last score we're going to present for you on today's program is featuring music from Hero Kids films. We're going to now listen to music from The Karate Kid, the original version, released in 1984, directed by John Avildsen, the director of Rocky. The film stars Ralph Macchio and Noriyuki Pat Morita as Mr. Miyagi, as well as the adorable Elizabeth Shue. The film, like Rocky, is an underdog story and was very much a big commercial success upon its release. It even earned Pat Morita an Academy Award nomination for Best Supporting Actor and has spawned 3 sequels, with The Karate Kid Part 2 being an excellent, excellent sequel. The score for all 4 Karate Kid films were composed by Bill Conti, featuring pan flute solos by Gheorghe Zamfir. This score is one of the quintessential scores of the 1980s. And for years, this score was left unreleased until Verez Saraband Records released a giant box set of all of Bill Conti's scores from the 4 films. The score for the original is charming, it's beautiful, it's powerful, it's emotional, it hits all the right notes, and the pan flute playing by Zamfir is absolutely fantastic. And of course, the pan flute represents the mystical side of Mr. Miyagi. And now, to end off today's Hero Kids program, music from Bill Conti's The Karate Kid, released in 1984. I'd like to thank you very much for joining me. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns about the show, please email me at cinematicsound@yahoo.com, or you can leave a comment in the comments area of this very show. You've been listening to Cinematic Sound Radio. This is the show dedicated to the music of film, television, and video games. And now, The Karate Kid. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Thank you.